Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This man's a regular on the show, Tom Hauser from Channel 5. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, and I sent you a text, and I mean it. You're a great, great friend of mine, and you were as good as it gets under incredibly difficult circumstances on Saturday when you're trying to understand what is happening. You're trying to balance out the humanity. You're trying to balance out your own reaction in an era of disinformation, making sure you have it. I thought you were just fabulous, the number of hours you were on under extraordinary circumstances. I just wanted to say that at the start and give you all praise for what I watched and how I wasn't surprised at all, because I knew you would meet the moment.
Well, I appreciate that, and it was one of those moments where you just you're part journalist and just part, you know, human being, and I'm reacting in real time to these horrific things that happen to people that, in Melissa Hortman's case, I've known her for 21 years, Senator Hoffman for 10 or 12 years, and I've worked interviewed them both countless times. You know, we know each other professionally. But we've also had occasions where we've been at events and we've, you know, been social, you know, and,
sure,
briefly. And so you just know them as human beings. You know them as parents. And any one of us, you or I, anybody, you could relate to what has happened and how horrific it was. And then you try to make sense of it, and it's impossible.
Well, we just had Jim Abler on, and I know very few people are talking, so I give Jim enormous credit. But, Tom, he talks about the doorbell rang in his house at 3 a.m. And he walks down, and it was police trying to, excuse me, just check and make sure he was okay. And you could hear, Dave, you chime in too, you could hear how it's just been going over and over again with him. Why wasn't this belter at his house? Right? Because, Tom, he opened the door. You would open the door. I would have opened the door. Middle of the night, you think that's a police officer. You're going to do what all of us would do, because you cannot believe what potentially might be happening when a police officer is at your door in the middle of the night.
Yeah, it's just human instinct. There's a police officer at your door. Maybe something has happened to one of your relatives. Maybe there's something going on in your neighborhood. You're going to answer the door. And I am guessing, I'm not sure if you talked to him before or after the
after
U.S. attorney. Oh, so now he knows that there were other stops,
yes,
that this suspect had made, and that makes it even more chilling. And you think about the two homes where you know, he had stopped but didn't go through with a shooting because one wasn't home and the other one, a police officer, arrived there.
Yep.
But you think anybody who was on that list,
yep,
could have been a victim, and they look at this and go, "There, but for the grace of God, go I." And there, it's. I would liken it to if you miss a flight and then you get on a plane and the plane crashes.
Yep.
Right. That's the level of what a narrow miss it was for a couple of other lawmakers.
So let's stay with the human element here and expand on that. And you pointed this out. You cover them, you interview them, you have them on at issue at times, and also you're just sitting there and you're talking. And that doesn't mean you become the best of friends. That doesn't mean it compromises your journalism. But let's just start with the Speaker Emeritus, Melissa Hortman. When you think of your interactions with her and just the person, for people right now who just want to understand more what made Melissa Hortman, Melissa Hortman, and I think it's just been really telling. The folks who've been willing to speak, and I don't understand why more aren't speaking. I think it's silly, to be honest. But the person that she was and the interaction you had with her when it wasn't just straight politics.
Yeah, I do understand. On the other lawmakers first, they're scared. I mean, they're frightened and worried about copycats and all that. So
I think there's some politics a part of it, though, too, Tom.
Yeah.
Sourcing is telling me there's some politics a part of some silence, which is just gross.
Yeah, and but getting back to Melissa Hortman, my favorite interactions with her were not at the state capitol. They were at the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce dinner that I host the legislative leader discussion every year.
Right, yeah, that's very good, too.
I've done that for... We always joke about it every year. I've lost track of how many years. I think it's 20 years I've been doing that. She's been a leader in the legislature for the past, you know, since 2019. She was the House Speaker. So from 19 up until earlier this year, she was the Speaker. And so she would partake in that as the DFL caucus leader in the House. She had such a great sense of humor. She was always willing to answer questions in a crowd that is more Republican slash business friendly than it is DFL slash labor friendly. But she would agree to come every year. And I give the Democrats credit for that when they go to the Minnesota Chamber dinner, because, you know, like I said, it's more of a,
yep,
a business friendly crowd. But she would come and she would just, whether she knew some of the things she was going to say were not going to be popular, but she would say them, and she would say them with humor. And it was just one of those situations where every year I looked forward to it, because you knew it was the one time you were going to be with all these lawmakers and it was going to be a lot less formal than it usually is when you're at the Capitol.
I was talking about with Dave, and this is our guy Tom Hauser with us here. The last time we interviewed Melissa was just as everything was coming together in their agreement. And we had interviewed her, Dave, like it was like three times in like 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, between her and Lisa Damon,
yeah.
It was almost every day.
It probably was four or five. And so the last time we have her on, Tom, all of a sudden she starts offering up these sports analogies, like one after another, and I forget it. I think I'm going to have to go back on. And I think at some point, Dave, I said, are you just going to use a sports analogy every time? She goes, yeah, my staff gave these to me that every time you ask one of those questions you like to ask, I should use a sports analogy. You know,
and you always got the idea she didn't maybe fully understand
the
exact sports analogy.
No, but she did not. But here's also what I say all the time. There are certain people in who I might interview, politics, entertainment, sports, and you know this very, very well, where you are allowed to ask them tougher questions, where they give you that. I can ask them, and anybody can ask, but if you're just going to get a one or two word response, or they just shut you down, then where are you really going? Melissa Hortman clearly didn't agree at times. I jumped in as I'm wont to do. She got it. She understood the process. She got it that she needed to work with Republicans. She understood talking with Tom Hauser, going to this Chamber of Commerce event. She understood the process. And to me, not knowing her as well as you, by any means, she never was trying to rise above it and say, nah, I don't need to do this.
You know, and that's kind of the way she kind of raised her caucus as well, or worked with her caucus, is she could be really tough. And there'd be people who'd be pushing her on issues like that immigrant health care issue.
Yeah.
And she'd say, I understand your anger. I understand you're unhappy. I understand your frustration. But you also have to understand this is what we have to do to balance the budget and keep the government from shutting down. So I always say about Melissa Hortman, she was certainly Minnesota nice, but she was also Minnesota tough.
Yeah.
She was a combination of the two. And I've also been saying this a lot over the weekend. At a place like the state capitol, where it's a lot easier to make enemies than friends, she was able to make a lot of friends on both sides of the aisle.
Put you on hold. Let's start with State Senator John Hoffman, your thoughts on him, and then also more of the discourse and where we go from here. He affirmed it again this weekend. He's the best political reporter in the state, and when all this was unfolding, his coverage was right on point. As if you know Tom or you've watched Tom, you would expect that to happen. Our friend Tom Hauser stays with us in moments on CCO.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Our friend Tom Hauser from Channel 5 is here. Former Hennepin County attorney Mike Freeman in less than 15 minutes. Tell me about State Senator John Hoffman and your interactions with him.
You know, I just had Senator Hoffman on at issue 10 days ago. And he and Jim Abler, who you interviewed earlier today, were on because the two of them, you know, they're like Mutt and Jeff. You know, they're the Republican and the Democrat who work across the aisle and are willing to vote the other way if they have to, much occasionally to the chagrin of their caucuses. And we need more people like John Hoffman and Jim Abler.
Yes, we do.
The legislature. And John Hoffman, and maybe Abler told you this, he always says, John's not as funny as he thinks he is, because John Hoffman is very funny. And he's always, every time you talk to him, he's got this look, I don't even know how to describe it, but this look like he's about to crack a joke. And it can be, and sometimes he's about to say something very serious, but because he's got a great sense of humor, and maybe because he is always saying funny things, either in committee hearings or in interviews or just when you're interacting with him, you know, you always assume on the corner. But on a more serious note, he is so passionate about preserving nursing home funding and preserving services for the disabled. And, I mean, it's a passion of his. And his daughter, Hope, is also very involved in the disability community and making sure that services are available. And that's why he is so involved in the Human Services Committee. And he was angry with Governor Walz when Governor Walz proposed fairly significantly deep cuts to nursing homes.
Yep.
And he split from the governor on that because that had nothing to do with politics. He said we cannot leave these people who are in such dire need of services from the state in the lurch by cutting their funding. And so he did as much as he could to fight back against those cuts and was successful at it this session.
Okay, so let's ask this question. We know that we can go as far back as we want to and talk about where things have turned more ugly. You know, 10 years ago today, Donald Trump came down the escalator and changed politics as we know it. Has he played a part? Of course he has. Has he played the entire part? Absolutely not. Governor Walz, in his comments of late, Gestapo, bully the bully, be meaner. Are those things Tim Walz would have said 2-3 years ago? Absolutely not. So there are a lot of people. I hope everybody is in this category who want to believe we shouldn't have reached this point where two people were murdered, and who knows how many more would have been murdered without outstanding police work, that this could be the moment where people get this step back. But here's my concern, Tom. The majority of the folks who I think are going to be more self-reflective and look at their words, look at their actions, look at how they interact when it's more confrontational. Those aren't the individuals who are offering the violent rhetoric. They aren't the ones who are providing more of the coarseness. So we never should have reached a death, multiple deaths to get here, and I hope I'm wrong. I don't believe 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks from now, we're going to say this was a tipping point. Do you think it will be? I know we're all hopeful that it is, but realistically, how convinced are you this is going to happen?
Well, sadly, I agree with you, and I mentioned that on the air over the weekend. Remember what happened to Gabby Giffords?
Yep.
I remember I went in, I believe that happened on a Saturday. I went in because we were concerned about what are our members of Congress doing? Are they getting added protection? Steve Scalise was shot, the number two guy in the yep. U.S. House. And
they were trying to kill, this guy was trying to kill multiple Republicans on that field as they were getting ready for the baseball game where the Nationals played, the congressional baseball game.
Yeah, and so not a lot has changed. In fact, you could say the rhetoric and the polarization has ratcheted up, and I will not lay all of this at the feet of President Trump. The fire had started burning before him, although he does carry an ample supply of lighter fluid.
Yep.
To ratchet it up and inflame people even a little bit more. But it did not start with him.
Nope.
I kind of go back. I don't know exactly where the tipping point was, but the 2000 election that was decided down in the state of Florida, it was the recount election. It wasn't decided until December. You may recall there was a lot of very harsh rhetoric back then,
sure.
But more of it was political rhetoric. Now
yes.
it's been trending to be more personal and more vindictive than it was back then. And, you know, but in the bringing it back to the Minnesota legislature, I miss the days of, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago when Tim Pawlenty, a Republican, and DFLer Tom Rukavina would have some of the funniest debates on the floor of the Minnesota House.
Yeah.
One time, one of them put on a glove like Michael Jackson used to wear to make their point about something, and everybody was laughing. I could never imagine that happening on the floor of the Minnesota House now, because there is so much dislike and distrust of each other.
Yeah, and again, I called out Walz's Gestapo comments right away. I find them disgusting. Anybody who compares Donald Trump to Hitler, I massively disagree. Does he want to act like a dictator? Yeah. I mean, his tweet last night about we're only going to send ICE to blue states is staggering. But he's not Adolf bleeping Hitler. And then on Trump, where right away Saturday, among the individuals who called Governor Walz, J.D. Vance. And then when Rachel Scott, ABC, You know, you're an ABC station calls, and they're talking about multiple issues, and ask Donald Trump if he's going to reach out to Tim Walz. Maybe, maybe not. He's a terrible governor. He's a grossly incompetent person. And when I just said on Twitter, put politics aside, this is a tragedy. Again, I'm not in any way defending Walz's comments. I'm decrying them. But then that we can't even have the president of the United States talk to a governor and say, what else do you need? How can we help? We're going to still have our differences, and I don't agree with the so-and-so policies. They want to have that conversation, but they can't even have a dialogue. And now also with so many people on the left or right, if you show any inkling to move more to the center, you're a sellout. You're awful, and it gets personal. I can only imagine all the personal hate you get because you're reporting. I got somebody texting me now. Oh, Channel 5 is so biased to the right. I know that 100% from watching the coverage. My God, you were covering two people who were murdered in another attempt, and I know the bias. It's not going to change.
And the people who say those things, the one common denominator, they never give an example. They because they're looking at their criticism comes from their own slanted viewpoint. And I get called a bleeding heart liberal every day and a crazy conservative every single day. People say, I'm like, you know, he went that away, and they're pointing both ways.
Yep.
And I, you know, you just can't win. So I'm learning, I'm getting better at just ignoring it, because the people, the people who launched that criticism are not even cognizant of their own bias. That is what is forming their opinion of what, you know, any of us do. But getting back to whether or not you can be right or left, or, you know, or if, whether you can go to the center, both sides, both the Democrats and the Republicans, they don't like it when you try to move to the center.
No,
it drives them crazy. And it's where the majority of Minnesotans and Americans are.
Correct.
But they don't want to acknowledge that for whatever reason. Some of it has to do with the money in politics. The people who are willing to spend a lot of money tend to be the people who have really strong views to the right or the left. And money talks.
It does. Like, I'm looking at a text from somebody. Walz is a domestic terrorist. Disgusting behavior by so many. So before you go, this just came out as we're chatting. I thank Lindsey Peterson. I think both of us assume this is who it was, but Senator Ann Rest has just released a statement. I have been made aware that the shooting suspect was parked near my home early Saturday morning. I am so grateful for the heroic work of the New York Police, New Hope Police Department, and its officers. Their quick action saved my life. I'm also thankful for the work of state and local law enforcement to apprehend the suspect before he could take any more lives. While I'm thankful the suspect has been apprehended, I grieve for the loss of Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark, and I'm praying for the recovery of John and Yvette Hoffman. I mean, when we know, thank you, Lizzie. When we found out, when Joe Thompson said state senator, New Hope, that's Ann Rest, right? But I think a lot of us were waiting for a statement from Ann Rest before we really commented directly.
And I have known that, and I'm glad that she, in fact, she probably released that while we have been on the radio here. But as coincidence would have it, I'm near her home now. We are not going to show her home or her address or anything just because. But we will just show a generic street. But and there's also a lawmaker in Maple Grove who has, so far, as far as I know, has not chosen to reveal that she was the other home that was visited, although I had that tip on Saturday, and we asked law enforcement about it at one of their briefings. I believe it was later in the day on Saturday, and they would not talk about other potential stops. They said they were still putting the timeline together, but it is frightening. Right. And then if he had not been stopped at the Hortmans, we don't know where else this would have gone, because you got to remember, it's the middle of the night. Everybody's caught flat-footed. and they're going, what is happening here? And then to mobilize police in all these jurisdictions and find out, okay, where does your state rep live? Where does your state senator live? That takes time. And he's ahead of the game on all of them. Well, and we've just driven the distances. It was like from Ann Ress' house to Hoffman's. I'm trying to think which. First, I think the timeline is went from Hoffman to Maple Grove and then to New Hope.
Yep.
The total timeline, you can do that in about 24 minutes.
Yeah. Last thing, I got to go. Yeah, because okay. We're late with Mike Freeman. But Lou Ragusa just put out a tweet that on his Garmin GPS history showed him going to two other lawmakers, not counting the four who've been identified. So, again, this is coming out. Besides the four lawmakers' house he visited, none of the crimes, the GPS trip history showed him going to two other lawmakers' homes at some point. Not that night, but at some point.
Well, he was casing the joints. And
yeah,
that's,
exactly.
Know, the level of crazy here is something, but hopefully we'll get some answers. We'll find out if he's cooperating or not.
Yeah, great stuff, Tom.
Okay, thanks, Chad.
Tom Hauser, Channel 5, Mike Freeman, when we come back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.